The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is this song that says, "Jesus is the answer for the world today."
Amen. Yes.
And with him, there is no other, that Jesus is the way. There is only one way, and that one way to eternal life is through Jesus. Deacon Medina, a deacon of this diocese, now deceased, he always used to say this, "Father, what the world needs is Jesus." And he was very clear from his own experience and his own struggle with alcohol and alcohol addiction, and he will testify that the day he encountered Jesus, his life changed. And so, from that experience, he was now saying that the world needs Jesus. Amen. That you and I need Jesus. And that if we receive and if we are walking with Jesus, everything else is going to be okay.
Amen. Amen.
And so the gospel today asked us, or rather instructed us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And this morning, maybe we are troubled. Maybe we are concerned about the coronavirus. Maybe we are fearful. Maybe we are unemployed. Maybe we in the Virgin Islands is thinking about the hurricane season that is approaching. What is troubling our hearts this morning? And he's saying to us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Because you have to do one thing, and that one thing is what? To trust him. That if you trust God, you will not worry. When you are worrying, you are not trusting God. And so it says, why worry when you can do what?
Pray.
You can pray. Right? So we have to come to that place where we have to say to the Lord, "Lord, I am not going to be worrying about my future. I am not going to be worrying about my new boss. I am not going to be worrying about my home. I am going to trust God. I am going to trust that God will make a way where there seems not a way.
Amen.
I am going to trust that God is going to be standing by me. That every need I have will be met in Jesus." And these needs can be spiritual needs. These needs can be financial needs. These needs can be material needs. That all my needs are met in Christ.
Amen.
That mind says to us this morning, don't worry. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And so what the gospel begs you and me to ask that deeper question this morning, what am I worrying about? What keeps me up at night? what makes me sad? Why am I crying? Why am I feeling abandoned? Why am I feeling alone? And so as we entertain these questions, in the very silence of our hearts, God is going to show us the things that we are worrying about, and what you and I have to do is to put it in the hand of God. There is absolutely nothing that we is experiencing right now that God cannot fix. There is nothing to come that God cannot fix. So all we have to do is to stay on that narrow road that leads to eternal life. All we have to do is to put our hands in the hand of God. All we have to do is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, because Jesus has already paved the way. Jesus has already showed us that path to eternal life. Jesus has said to us this morning, I am going to do what? To prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you will be also, and that is heaven.
Amen.
And so we have to continuously remind ourselves, when the troubles of this world faces us, when we become overburdened, when we become restless, we need to be reminded of God's word this morning. Do not let your hearts be troubled.
Hallelujah.
Trust God. Believe in God. Believe that He will make a way. Believe this morning that He will heal what is broken inside of us, what has been stolen from our health, what has been stolen from our marriage, what has been stolen from our family, what has been stolen from our community, what has been stolen from our government. We need to believe that God is able to do it.
Amen.
This morning I was reading a letter that someone sent me. And as I was reading it, I just couldn't help but to truly believe that there are people in this world that are hurting. And they paint on a smile, and you will think that they are okay, but deep down inside, they are hurting. And this person was just sharing of a person that she knew very well, was very instrumental in this person's life, and she got a telephone call. That person committed suicide. Could not believe, couldn't come to grip, couldn't come to term. This person, young person, very ambitious, and end his life. And of course, upon reflection, person is asking, what could I have done? Or what should I have done? Where have I failed this individual? And if I was given one more day, what would be the things that I would say to this individual? And above all, the last sentence really was, is that you are wonderfully made, you are created for a purpose, and that God is with you. Well, sometimes we need to be reminded. There are people who are among us, people within our families sometimes, right there living with us, who are hurting. And we need to remind them, don't let your hearts be troubled. God got this. God got you. He loves you. He will make a way, and that He will be able to deliver you. And despite whatever you or I might be going through this morning, let's take that word from this church, and let's take it into our workplace. Let's take it into our home. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in Jesus.
Amen.